Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com. Promo code STAPLE20.
All right, welcome back to Liquidity and Liquor. I'm Scott DeClaire. I'm here with Yosef Martin. Today, is it going to be a debate? It can be a debate.
It's actually a question.
It could be a question. What's more important, your platform or your marketing?
Or your product.
Or your product.
Your platform or your product.
So I would say I'm always a firm believer that if you do build something, I mean, there's going to be so much context because you have to be able to get it out into the world. But if you have a great product that has that you have okay marketing, you will eventually find some people that will evangelize it and speak about it, and then people will find it. And there's some products that are so good that they just go viral through word of mouth. Mm-hmm. Okay. But then if you have a shitty product and you have great marketing, you'll still find people. They just won't be as much fans, but you can still make money. Mm-hmm. So what makes more money? I think a great product always wins.
That's what you're going with the product.
I'm going with product.
Okay. I'm going to go with the other side. I'll tell you why. If you go back to the 80s before the internet, I would say platform, it's the awareness, right? So it's location, location, location of back in the day.
Yeah.
I would much rather have a prime location. And then if my store, whatever I sell in my store doesn't have the right product market fit, I can always adjust it to the right product, but I have the right real estate, the real location. So awareness is a real estate. If you look at Kim K, if you look at Kylie Jenner, if you look at Selena Gomez, if you look at Rihanna, when they wanted to launch a product, you have a $1 billion business. Does it have to be perfect on the first run? No. Kylie started with Kylie lipstick. Then they changed it to Kylie Cosmetics. When Kim came in with her product, then with the second product, I mean, she had Kim Beauty, I forgot the name exact, KK Beauty, and then she had the skin.
Yeah.
Right? Every one of them made it. The product, getting all the awareness, they happen to have a great product. Is it the best in the world? I'm sure it's good, and it maybe is very good, but it doesn't matter how good it is. If she didn't have her platform, you and I wouldn't talk about that.
So, you're right.
I would always, because it's just much harder. That's my point. It's just much harder. The only few that have platforms like this, if you look at Mr. Beast, if you look at, you can create a
yeah, but I'll give you another example. So Mr. Beast has Beast Burgers. And okay. Fine, he has the platform. But Beast Burgers.
The first run was horrible.
It was horrible.
But then they modified. And guess what? Because you have the platform, people tried it and now it works.
But right? Do you think they're ever going to, do you think, I don't know what the de facto best Burger, In-N-Out, McDonald's, whatever. Do you think they're ever going to displace them?
It's not about that. It's not about if you're being a winner-take-all and it's going to be only one burger franchise. And so my point is, what's harder? Perfecting your product market fit or building a platform like Mr. Beast? What's harder?
I don't know what's harder.
Of course it would be the platform.
How do you know?
How many burgers are out there that are great? And how many
years? How many years did Mr. Beast take to launch his platform?
My point is
not about what's harder or less probable.
I'm saying what is more, if I had to choose what I want to get, what is better? I would say platform. That's my point behind this. It's one to, it's like how many Bill Gates are going to be out there, and it's just you can count on one hand, yeah. Right? It's how many Michael Jordans are out there. But what is preferred? I would say, give me a platform, and I'll figure out what the right product to sell is.
Now I'll throw a wrench into, I'll throw a curveball into that for an entrepreneur that's starting out. Building a platform takes time, which means that you can't monetize it. Literally, what I'm going through with the podcast, I'm building a platform. We're building a platform now on Liquidity and Liquor, and wouldn't it be nice to have a product day one that was great? Because, yeah, it's going to take us, what, how many years to build something?
I'm not telling you don't need a good product. It's not about if it takes a long time, right? It's
correct.
Just what would you prefer? If I would go in from the sky, tell you, hey, here is a platform that has already millions of views that listen, okay? And you're influential in that platform. or here's a great product. What would you choose? I would take the platform and then choose the product and then look for a product. Now, because it is much harder, and that is exactly what you're saying, to your point. Mm. It's very, very hard. So not too many people can obtain that. Not too many people would go through that lengthy process to actually make it, right? So I would much rather have something that few can make versus going into a perfection of a product like no one else,
what about,
like an Apple product. Because what is harder, to get a platform or say an iPhone? That in a world where phones don't have, they don't have a screen, they have buttons, right? An iPhone is it's much harder. So not to go, to ask what is attainable but is much harder, so it would remove the amount of competitors you have, it's going to be a real estate type. It's a platform that people listen to. That would be my choice, because so, from there I can mount anything I want.
So then I think that it's interesting to look at different examples, because in my mind, like even OpenAI and ChatGPT, that was a product. Mm-hmm. That was a great product. And Sam Altman,
sold itself.
That right. It sold itself.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
So, exactly. And then look, it turned into $1 billion plus market cap overnight. Seriously, how do you, so for a young entrepreneur, what do they focus on? Say they only have so much time. What do they focus on? Because you're saying, what would you want if it was already built? Fine.
So you're saying, well, I would rather have a product like an iPhone in a world where there's nothing else like that. The development is extremely one to a million that can come out like that. And then having the backing from a company that's known already as Apple, that has already a platform, that has already distribution, that has everything. It wasn't coming out of nowhere. They had to have the capital. They had to have everything. I'm in opinion that it's not possible for most humans that listen to our, most people that listen to our show don't have the means to build an iPhone or ChatGPT.
So they have more an ability to build a platform.
If I had to choose, because I know my limitations, I'm not going to be able to develop an iPhone.
So you built the platform.
I know my limitations, right? It's much more obtainable to get the platform that has ability to go in and choose the product. And also think about it. Take for example, a tequila, okay? When George Clooney wanted to come in, I think it was Casamigos.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Right? It was George Clooney.
Right? Yeah.
And it was just a tequila.
And that's look at the platform. Brand too. Right?
Yeah. 30 billion. They went public 30 billion.
Did they? I didn't know that.
Yes, yes, yes. So that's my point. Look at The Rock with Terramana, right? Same thing. You have all the ability to, it is just a tequila. It's a good tequila. Would that change your life? No, it's just a tequila. My point is a platform. It is something that's very hard to obtain, but you can put anything on it. Look at The Rock. He has an energy drink. He has Terramana. Anything he's going to touch, he's going to sell, because you create the awareness. If we need to tweak it, it wasn't perfect. Okay, let's tweak it. Let me know when it's ready so I can promote it again. Okay, now it's ready. Now I can promote it again. Look, with Boxy, when we built Boxy, remember when a box didn't hit? It took us a couple of years to really know what a good box is and to kind of like formulate that. And when we had 200,000 or 300,000 members, that's when we understand what's going to work. And in some cases, we couldn't build the box that we wanted to, so we were quiet in that month on social media. Because we know that next month, the box is going to be amazing, so we would leverage our community for that. So the platform was used only when it needs to be used.
Okay, so then question, were there not some, I don't remember the makeup influencers, maybe you know them, but Were there not some huge makeup influencers that had the platform, but launched a product that was so bad that it like hurt their reputation forever?
I don't know anyone that created a bad product. I'm not gonna lie to you. What I do find is
there were some people that really had misses in them. I thought there was.
I can't, on the top of my head, find anyone that had a bad product. I think the beauty, it's kind of like art, right? It's just, you can't really judge.
There wasn't some that was like, dirty with the product that was
Oh, shared. you're referring to one bad launch that Jaclyn Hill had.
That's it.
With her product. And it wasn't actually dirty. It's an interesting what happened over there, and I don't want to break it down, but she had one bad product, and she came out of it, by the way, because it was one item. It wasn't the whole brand. And again, one doesn't work, okay, make another one. They'll forget about it. It's like a politician scandal goes for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, true. Yeah, you touched a little boy. Okay, in 6 weeks, we're going to forget about that. Same thing with the product, right? It was just one bad launch that she had. She refunded everybody else. She was devastated. But then she came up with great products afterward. And it can happen, by the way, to any brand that, you know what, there is a bad batch. They're not the one pressing it on the lab. Sometimes the lab can make a mistake. But and it's a good point, by the way. I would say that, look at the beauty industry. Influencers came up with their own brands after they started with launching products for other brands. So you would find Kathleen Light launching a liquid lipstick for Ofra Cosmetics. They would make a killing. She would make a percentage from that lipstick in perpetuity from that particular SKU, and everyone's happy. Until one of them said, wait, I want to come up with my own brand. And at first it was nice. However, when Rihanna in 2017 came up with her own product, and then other celebrities said, hey, look at how good she does, let's go up. Suddenly there was a bigger layer of not influencers, real celebrities with real power that came up with their own product. And then you would find other influencers saying, okay, how can I still use my platform without competing with kind of like superpowers like Kim Kardashian? And they would say, okay, so I noticed one very smart move. Because you're passionate about other things. You're a beauty influencer, but you do other things. You have other things you're passionate. If you look at Jackie Aina, she said, you know what? No one does candles. Let me own that category. I have a platform. I love candles. I am passionate about this. It just, I don't have to compete with all my friends that have their own brands, makeup brands. They will support my product. Now I'm leveraging all the other platforms, and her product is in Sephora. She's doing amazing. And that is how you need to be strategic. You can't like know what bottles to pick and what to win, and use your platform right.
All right. Okay, that's it for today. If you enjoyed, please subscribe on YouTube. If you enjoyed this podcast, you can download and listen to it wherever you get your podcasts or on liquidityandliquor.com.